Welcome. This is the Capital Auto Group, KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Now, here's Jeff Morgan.
Well, I'll tell you what a game we've got for you today. Ducks taking on the number 25-ranked Huskies. And I'll tell you what, I've got Brian Schindler here. We're live, actually, here at Capital Toyota inside of this amazing showroom. This place is pimped out.
It is.
I love this place. I'm telling you.
We've also got, just for our Duck fans today, some Bauman's apple cider and apple cider donuts hanging out. So if you come on by.
Well, if I don't drink it all first.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that stuff is so good. I haven't been to Bauman Farms in forever, and that place is great for you guys to cruise all the way up there, come all the way down here with cider and some donuts. The cinnamon donuts are unbelievable. I love those things, man.
Let's go Ducks.
Go Ducks. I'll tell you, last week, Colorado, that kind of surprised me. I mean, Colorado's actually a pretty good ball club, I thought. I mean, Mendez, I mean, that guy's a great quarterback, but I'll tell you, Duck defense.
Yeah, I was at the game, and it was amazing. I was expecting us to win by, 14 points maybe, but 45-3. Defense dominated. Justin looked great.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good day to be a Duck.
For the most part, I mean, Breland went down, a knee injury, probably an ACL, just the way that thing looked, I would imagine. I mean, when you're out for the season, just watching him go down like that, I mean, I've done that. And so I know that pain, and I know exactly what it looks like, and that is exactly what it looks like. It's right there. And it's not fun, and it hurts like crazy. But
he's
it's too bad, too, because he was having such a great year. Leading receiver of everybody. It's like,
target, man,
I know. And so it's just like that's going to hurt.
That's going to hurt. But we'll do it by committee today.
Absolutely. It's going to be good. We got a lot of great receivers.
We got to learn to catch the ball in the end zone. Yeah, we'll be good.
I think so, too.
I feel really good.
You are feeling good about today. I mean, Huskies up in Seattle, it's going to be a little damp. It's a little damp all throughout the entire Northwest today. But it is fall. So, I mean, this is what we get. Speaking of that, winter's coming.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as everybody hates it. So you've got some deals going on right now.
We do, yeah. Hey, if you're a snowboarder or ski fan at Capital Toyota, if you buy or lease a new 2019 or 2020 RAV4 hybrid or Prius all-wheel drive, you get two season lift passes to Mount Hood Meadows.
That's pretty good.
And you can share those with any if you're not a skier and you want to buy a car, you can gift them to a relative or something like that.
Wow.
So, and one of the really cool things is the brand new Supra, which came out, and they only made about 300 of them so far, but it went out of production about 20 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say in the 90s. Nice, I mean, I haven't seen one.
GR sitting on the showroom.
I didn't even know that's what that was.
That is amazing. You can come down and take a look at that. There's
I think sharp.
Only one per dealership in the state of Oregon.
Really?
So, pretty awesome if you want to come
down.
That
thing is really cool. It says don't touch, too.
Yeah.
Well. I mean, let's be honest, Brian. I mean, when somebody says don't touch, what are you going to do?
I'm touching it.
You're touching it.
Yeah.
Gosh,
I want to get up and touch
ridiculous.
It right now, to be honest with you.
That's right. I know you do. You come in here at night. I know you do.
I was here earlier this morning.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. Well, Brian's kind of tired right now, and I'll tell you why. He was out late, and your voice is kind of raspy because I think you were screaming all night last night.
Yeah, I was out rooting on the McNary Celtics, our local Kaiser High School team. We beat the Bend Bears, who had been undefeated in the league. So now we're undefeated in the league and trying to go back-to-back league champs.
McNary's played a lot of tough teams this year.
Yeah, we had a rough start, but our scheduling was tough, and I think that's what has helped us get to the toughness that we are at today for league play. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So your son plays linebacker.
Yep. And a lot of kids, I coached youth football going up. So Eric Barker's at quarterback.
Yeah.
Junior Walling is a running back and linebacker who signed with Oregon State. I mean, he's staying in state. But,
that's okay.
We got Riley Flores and Noah Lelak. A lot of great kids, really good kids, and a good team. So wish them the best the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's really cool. Well, I know you got to get out. And we've got a couple of other guys where we got to get on the air because this is fun. This is almost like color guy by committee.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Today.
This
so
how
we're just
going to do the tight end position today.
That's exactly right. That's pretty much how they do everything, isn't it? I mean, I've never seen a team rotate so many guys in and out than the Ducks, but that's because they've got so much talent.
It's a good problem to have.
It is, and they're going to need it all today.
Absolutely.
This is probably one of the best games of the day, and I think that's why they've got this thing kicking off at 12:30. It should have been game day. But, I mean, let's be honest. They don't want to come up here in the Northwest and be in the rain.
That's a good point.
And then they have to get up really early because all these guys are East Coast guys.
Yeah.
And so when are they up? They're up at like 4 a.m. And, I mean, you can see Herb Street. His eyes are all bugging out, you know. Oh, my gosh. Well, this is great. I mean, the Ducks are playing extremely well. Defense, like we talked about, is absolutely amazing this year.
Yep.
So it's a different Duck team. It's a different style. Usually it's our offense that's just blowing people up, and now it's our defense. I mean,
physical.
McKinley, the guy had, what did he have, two picks? That kid is so athletic as a freshman, stud. As a cornerback. I mean, jeez. And, you know, here's another. Did you see the collision with Dye and Holland? Oh, I think that was in the second quarter. I mean, that was crazy. Neither guy came back in.
No.
I think they're okay. They're playing today. But I'll tell you what, that's how these guys fly around. Well, I mean, Andy Avalos, I mean, he's brought such intensity to this defense, and you can just tell.
Yeah.
I mean, the defensive coordinator last year, I don't know why I can't remember his name right now.
Weird, I don't know.
who was that? I just can't remember. Anyways, it came from Colorado, came here. I don't know. I'm having a brain freeze. But anyway, I think he went to Florida State. That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm glad he's there.
Yeah, me too. But I'll tell you, Andy has done a fantastic job just taking these kids and making them better than they were. Because let's be honest, we had a pretty good defense last year, too.
Yep. Yeah.
But they've just taken it to an entirely different level. I mean, they've kept opponents to under double digits scoring for, what, the last five games?
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, they've got Colorado only scoring 3 points. Done. I mean, that's ridiculous last week. I don't even understand it. I mean, it doesn't – because they've got a good offense.
Team. Yeah,
they are so tough. Points. It's unbelievable, and they're so fast. If you see these guys just fly to the football, when that quarterback releases that ball, it's just like they're just engaging on that receiver, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all the mindset. I think this year they're serious.
They are. Well, I know you got to get out of here, and so do we, because we're going to take a break. And this segment being brought to you by Kennedy Tax Solutions. I know this isn't you, Brian, but if you've got some tax issues,
I hope I don't.
If you're getting calls or letters from the IRS, Kennedy Tax Solutions.
I'd
That's who everybody else needs to call except for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good. All right, we'll be right back after this.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff Morgan.
Yes, we are live out here at Capital Toyota doing the Tailgater Show, and Ducks, number 12 in the country, taking on the number 25, the 25th rank Huskies. And you know, I've got Nick Parcell here. Nick, you joined me on the last show last weekend versus Colorado. That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
I'll tell you.
It was a good time.
Yeah, and so you're graduated of U of O, aren't you?
Yep.
And you graduated when?
Last year.
Last year. So you guys are just young gunners. We got Zach Zalicki here too, and I'll tell you, you guys know your Duck stuff, and you're huge fans. And this is a huge game. I mean, you can probably attest to how this rivalry is. I mean, there is so much hate and angst with these guys. It's unbelievable. And the players, I think, you know, after last year, after we beat them, they could see the intensity and how we just got to beat the Huskies.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny. My fiance, she went to Washington. She played softball up there.
Really?
So it's an in-home rival.
That's awesome, literally, man.
So it's definitely a house divided. It's a lot of fun. I've been up to Washington. I went up there for a couple of games when I was in going to U of O, and it's a hostile environment up there. I definitely wore a rain jacket over my Duck stuff to so didn't get
anything. Is it as bad, do you think, up there as it is here? I know it's different. You're on the other side of the table, but how is that different?
It's heated, and I think, you know, it's pretty bad up there. I think that, you know, I think there's a lot of Oregon fans that might say the Oregon-Washington rivalry is just as heated, if not more, than even the Civil War itself. I think there's a lot of people out there that have a ton of angst and this hatred for Washington and the Huskies. And I mean, it's called Husky Hate Week for a reason.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm wondering when this started. I think probably in the early '90s. The Huskies, they were really good. I mean, you had Coach James up there. I mean, he had some great ball clubs, late 80s, early 90s, and the Ducks didn't have a prayer. I mean, I don't even know how many games they lost in a row, but, I mean, it was bad until the pick in 94.
Yeah,
I mean, that's when everything changed, and that's what – I don't know if you watched Game Day this morning. I think it's fun to, you know, watch Herb Street and Lee Corso and the guys, but, you know, they actually did a whole series on just the background of when this thing happened. It was actually, it was pretty stinking cool.
Interesting. Yeah, I think, well, anytime, you know, Oregon, I don't, how many years did they go beating Washington in a row?
Oh, gosh. I think it was, It may have been 8 years in a row.
They might have been double digits. And it's, you know, when you beat someone, a rival like that, that many times in a row, and then Washington, I think they came out, and the first time they beat us a couple years ago, they absolutely killed us. And
so, it was like 70-14 or something. It was
bad. So it was like they poured all of those years into that game. So, and I think now the field is pretty even again. So it's more interesting than ever now. So.
I think it's going to be too. Here's another interesting thing. I mean, Peterson and Avalos, they coached together at Boise
right.
State.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't even think
so
about that.
This is the first time they've kind of actually gone against each other. So Avalos obviously knows what Peterson's tendencies are, does that give the Ducks an edge on the defensive side of the ball? I think it does.
I think it does, too. And Avalos has taken – I mean, this defense went from – I mean, they were good last year, but, I mean, they're an elite defense. We kind of play SEC-style football this year, and it's interesting to watch because, you know, who would have known? I mean, everyone thought Leavitt was all that, and he was, but now you have Avalos coming in, and we've given up what a touchdown in the last five games. So
it's ridiculous.
It's pretty crazy.
I've never seen anything like it. The Ducks have never had a defense like this ever, and for Cristobal to do this, I don't know if you've ever watched him just being interviewed and things. I actually had the opportunity during the Duck fly-in at Willamette Valley Vineyards in June. It's a great event. He is so personable. He will just engage with you, and he just looks straight at you, and it's actually really impressive. I've never seen a coach ever do that to somebody who's not in a ball club or just at an event like that. And he's happy to talk about who's coming in and this and that and the recruiting side of things. And actually, it was really neat to see. I know for a fact this is why all these players are coming to Oregon, because this guy has so much charisma to him and he's so engaging and the family's just got to love him, and they're a unit, and he just creates that atmosphere. It's cool to see.
Yeah, he's creating a great atmosphere. There's obviously a culture change. I mean, you think just a couple of years ago under Helfrich, you just didn't really know, you didn't really feel like there was any direction with the program. And here you are a couple years later. And even, you know, with Taggart, you kind of at least had some culture and some direction going with that. But now you got a guy who's recruiting at the similar level of Taggart, but also is creating this sort of tough guy mentality and, you know, building from up front and then going out. So, you know, we're winning the line of scrimmage each week, and it's a totally different style than what I think most Duck fans are used to over the years.
You know, essentially, Cristobal went to Miami back in the early 90s, and that's when Miami was stinking good. I mean, these guys brought it, and he was part of that atmosphere. And so he's just bringing that whole East Coast, just tough guy, toughness up here to the Pacific Northwest. And I think he's going to change, just like Chip Kelly changed the offensive side of things in the Pac-12. I think Cristobal is going to start changing the defensive side of things in the Pac-12, just doing a flip.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, and what got Oregon on the map on a national level a couple of years ago was evolving. And then everyone kind of caught up to, you know, offensively with what Oregon was doing was, you know, the spread offense and all the different things Chip Kelly was doing with the offense. And like you said, now you have, so, you know, defense was sort of devalued during that time. And the Pac-12, a lot of the, you know, you look at the Pac-12 and the Big 12, some of these conferences, that defense just doesn't seem like it's valued. And now you have Cristobal stepping in, and all of a sudden, you know, Oregon's got a great defense. Cal's got a great defense. Washington, last couple of years, had a really good defense. So I think the Pac-12 is heading in the right direction. I think Cristobal is one of the guys at the forefront of that.
Yeah, you don't forget about Utah and Arizona State. Those are two great And look at USC. Those guys are huge, and they get it on. I mean, the Pac-12, there's so much parity. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just beat the crap out of each other. And that's why everybody's got a loss. Yeah, it just happens that way. It's so hard to go undefeated in the pack. I mean, you look at the SEC.
Oregon.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's possible, it's hard.
It is possible.
It's stinking hard. I mean, then we're dealing with injuries. I mean, we talked about Breland earlier in the show. It's just like, man, that is a huge loss, because that's Herbert's go-to guy. And he always finds a way to get open. I don't know how he does it, but he just does. And the other thing I saw, what's that kid's name? Camp Moyer? he came in for Breland for on a couple of them. I mean, we've got a couple of other tight ends as well, but I say he got turned around and he couldn't make the catch. It was just how Breland was able to position his body to be able to be in, you know, the right position to catch that ball from Herbert. Because I mean, let's be honest, that thing's coming in 110 miles an hour. He throws a seed.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Breland obviously had a knack for receiving. You know, you look at certain tight ends even in the NFL, like Travis Kelce or Gronk, some of those guys. I mean, you could tell they're receiving tight ends, amongst other things. And I think for, you know, as far as Breland goes, it was kind of, he's kind of the Dillon Mitchell this year, you know. And Dillon Mitchell was kind of, you look at the Stanford game, some of the games last year, Herbert relied heavily on a guy, you know, one guy to kind of keep his confidence up, you know, make some completions and keep it going. And I think Breland was that guy for him this year. So we'll see.
We'll see what happens. I mean, you've got you got Pittman out there now, and if Juwan Johnson could catch a ball in the end zone, that would help. I mean, Johnny Johnson, I mean, he's actually having a better year than he had last year. So, I mean, we've got some great receivers. It's just a matter, okay, are we going to get open? And with the weather today, I mean, shoot, this is going to be I think this is going to be a running game, and you know, unless things break up a little bit, but the wind's going to be howling, so turnovers are going to be a big issue holding on to that football. So I'm looking forward to this game. I think this is going to be one in the trenches, and I like our offensive line. I think they are huge. Panay Sewell, that guy is just a machine. Seeing those, he just put it out of the way. It's ridiculous. And you got Jordan Scott right in the middle on the defensive line. I'll tell you, the Ducks are they're poised to make a they already are making a run, but I think they're going to continue making this run. So with that, Nick, I think we're going to have to take a break. And this segment's being brought to you by Oregon Trust. For your contractor, Oregon Trust is the one to call. They are just better. Check them out at OregonTrust.com. We'll be back after this.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff Morgan.
Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We're live out here at Capital Toyota inside this amazing showroom. And we've got Color Guy by Committee, and I've got Arthur Leiter. Arthur, what is your position here? I can't remember at Capital.
I am the director of sales for the auto group.
Okay, and you guys are just killing it right now.
We've been here since 1927 in Salem, Oregon, and this is the very best year of car sales and service that we've ever had.
So I think it's got to be predicated more on, I mean, service. Obviously, you've got a great lineup. I mean, you got the Toyotas here, and you've got the Subarus and the Chevrolets. And I mean, but Toyota is really, that's got to be the backbone.
Toyota's the rock star. Toyota is the one that has just taken off this year. It's going to be almost 2,700 new Toyotas sold here in Salem, Oregon at Capital Toyota. We just got our brand new Supra, first one ever, right here last night. It's on the showroom floor. Somebody today is going to buy it. And it's beautiful.
Well, it says not to touch it, so I don't know how that's going to work.
Well, we'll let you touch it after you buy it.
Oh, okay, good. All right, right on. And while you come down here before you buy that Supra, you can come down here at Bauman Farms. You guys, you brought in some cider, some donuts.
They're a great partner of ours. Every year we have a 700 or 800 pound pumpkin out front. They bring those every year. At the end of the month, we actually blow it up.
Seriously?
Yep, right here. They explode it.
That is great.
It is so awesome.
When are you going to do that? What's the day?
I think it's, I'm not positive. I think it's November 1st, but I will have to check on that
Friday
for you. And we have three of them. They come take the seeds out to make these gargantuan, gigantic pumpkins. And then at the end of the month, we blow them up.
That is so cool. I got to come down here for that. You're just blowing stuff up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I was curious what your job really was. I mean, now I know you're the pumpkin blower.
That's
guy.
It. That's it.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Well, the Ducks are taking on the Huskies today.
Yes.
And a lot of animosity. They hate each other.
Yes.
We hate them and they hate us.
Yeah. My dad's a Husky. I'm a Duck. So one time a year that we don't talk for a week. It's I love them. Except for this week, we have to let it go.
Yeah, it's funny because before we came on the air, you know, you were saying that your dad never swears.
Yeah.
And you know, this is the only week that he swears.
Yeah,
he has. Maybe this is the only day.
Yep. He's 75 years old. He has a swear jar that has like $11 in it, which is far less than mine, and it's all for this week.
That is hilarious. But it's the truth.
Yes,
it is. I mean, there is so much hate and animosity, and for good reason. I mean, it's just been it's just a great rivalry, and it's just so much fun. And sometimes people take it to a different level, which it's too bad.
Too bad.
I mean, it's
too bad.
Really, it's just for fun, but it gets pretty stinking heated. I mean, I've been down, obviously, to Autzen last year. I mean, it was a little raucous.
It was very raucous. We actually took my son, who's six, down to the first game where Mariota was quarterback at Husky Stadium, the new one, and we were in the front row. And the only thing that made them be relatively nice is I had a two-year-old with me.
Unbelievable.
And it still was a couple words. I had to go earmuffs.
Wow. I'll tell you, I would not. You know, as a Duck fan?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go.
Oh, it was.
I would not go.
It was a lot of fun.
Some guys are going up, and they just, you know, okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Because you could get beat up.
There is. You definitely want to be a fast runner.
If you pop off, you're gonna get drilled.
Well, it makes it easier when we win. You know, because their heads are down a little bit. You can run a little faster. You can get out of there quicker. It's a good deal.
You know, it reminds me kind of, I went down to a Holiday Bowl a long time ago when the Ducks played Texas, and I remember coming out of the stadium. The Ducks beat them. That's when Joey Harrington, you know, caught that pass, you know, in the end zone, whatever.
Yeah.
But we got on the train. It was all Texas people.
Yeah.
And they were ticked.
Yes.
And we didn't say a word.
Yeah.
Because these are big dudes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they're cowboys. It kind of reminds me of that. I mean, there's just so much just. It's just intense.
It's over 100 years of dislike.
Yeah, but
strong
I think
dislike.
It's gotten a lot worse.
Well, for sure. I mean, we beat them. What is it? It's 13 out of the last 15 years have been marvelous years, but they do have the overall record.
They do.
And so it's a heated, you know, it's an Oregon versus Washington. I mean, they think they're better than us, and we know that we're better than they are.
That's right. Well, today, I think on paper, I think that we are better than them.
Yes.
You know, their quarterback, Jacob Eason, I mean, he did transfer from Georgia, and he's a pocket passer. I mean, Peterson hasn't had to deal with a pocket passer in a long time, number of years. He's usually got quarterbacks that can run.
You're right.
And this guy, he can't run. And you know, a couple weeks ago when the Huskies played Stanford, I'll tell you what, that Stanford defense, they rushed this guy, and he made mistakes.
Yep.
And Washington did not look good, and they lost to a Stanford team that just got destroyed by UCLA this week.
Correct. You know, and the Oregon defense, talk about defense. I mean, when would you have said that Oregon's defense would be fourth in the nation and Alabama is 17th? We have a better defense overall than Alabama has currently.
You know, there's only one quarter that they did not play well.
Yep.
And that was the fourth quarter against Auburn.
Yep.
And they allowed 21 points and lost the game. I mean, they held Auburn to 6 points through almost three quarters.
Yeah. It's been 60-something possessions without a touchdown being scored. And, I mean, I was listening this morning, Kirk Herbstreit was saying Oregon's defense is going to be the difference. And when was the last time you heard that?
Never.
Yeah. It's
well,
been Gang Green.
Maybe way back. Yeah, Gang Green when they played Penn State. You know, we were talking about 94. That's the pick, the year of the pick against Washington, Damon Heward. But, this is exciting. I love a good defense.
Me too. Defense
and, you know,
travels.
I think they would have been a lot better. But, you know, it's interesting. I haven't seen a targeting call. Have you witnessed a targeting?
No, I have not.
I mean, I really haven't seen anybody get called for that.
Yep.
All year long.
Yeah. We have a clean defense. I mean, it's pretty incredible. I mean, and what they always say is defense travels, right? And that's offense can struggle when you have loud, you're on the road, all those sort of things. So I really like our chances today. And I nothing's better than beating the Huskies, you know, and it just give us an opportunity. It's been a couple of years since we've been in the Rose Bowl. I know you probably shouldn't be talking about that yet.
Well, the last time we went was against Florida State. I think you were there.
I was
you?
At that
yeah,
game.
So was I.
That was one of the greatest games in the history of
time.
That
was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was incredible.
It was.
Yeah, to watch us just crush a team that hadn't lost in 2 years, it was incredible.
You know, I also have to throw out another vocabulary word here because I got ragged on a little bit last week because apparently I like the word phenomenal.
Yeah, right. Yeah, me too.
And I think I may have used phenomenal a little bit too. So I think our defense is phenomenal.
I would 100% agree that our defense is phenomenal.
Oh, gosh. I'll tell you what. That was a lot of fun when you told me that. So, well, hey, thanks a lot for having us out here, Arthur. This
Absolutely.
Is great. So you've got a lot of great deals out here going on all weekend long, obviously. And Toyota's, you got the Supra here. That thing is sharp.
It's beautiful. You know, that is phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
That's unbelievable.
That is good.
Yeah, that is. It's an incredible car. It's an under $60,000 sports car that races up against $100,000 Ferraris and Porsches and stuff like that, and will hold its own.
Do you remember the old Supras?
I do.
So do I.
Yeah. Yep. In high school, my best friend had a Supra.
There was a hatchback. And this is a hatchback.
This is a hatchback as well. This is just an incredibly well-engineered car. I think when you see it, everybody who walks by it takes a picture of it. It's beautiful. It's fast. And it's a Toyota. So it's going to run forever.
It is going to just change the oil, right?
Correct.
Kind of.
Yep. Yep.
Except up to 50,000 miles, you know,
gas and go.
Gas and go. Yeah. I like it, but they do. The Toyotas just—they do. They go forever. They hardly have any problems, and yeah.
Yeah, we see trade-ins all the time with 300,000-400,000 miles on, and they still run. It's unbelievable.
And so, what do you do with those?
We sell them. Yeah,
really?
People still want them. They still have value to them. It's just one of those incredible things. You just see them, and you're like, that looks like it has 100,000 miles on it. It has 300,000 miles on it.
That's incredible. Well, you got a lot of people here too. So, I mean, obviously. You guys are doing something right. There's no doubt about that.
Dealership is packed. Some of it's the good deals. They got ski packages. If you purchase or lease any new RAV4 or all-wheel drive Prius, which is new, not a lot of people know that, but we have an all-wheel drive Prius now, 50 miles per gallon. It takes you right up to the mountain. And you get two ski passes for doing that to Mount Hood Meadows.
That's awesome.
Incredible.
That is really cool. There's a lot of duck fans in here, by the way, Arthur.
Yes.
I mean, definitely outnumbering the bees.
Oh, for sure.
I only see one orange sweatshirt, and he's off in the distance somewhere.
Yeah, and that's for Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah. He's not even a beaver fan. That's just for Halloween.
So funny.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, appreciate it, Arthur. Thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate you having us out here. And we're going to take a quick break, but this segment is being brought to you by Bond Roof Care. They are your roof cleaning, maintenance, and re-roofing specialists right here in Salem. Check them out at bondroofcare.com. We'll be right back.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff Morgan.
And welcome back. We are here at Capital Toyota. It was good to have Arthur on. The guy's, he's phenomenal.
He's phenomenal.
I'm just going to be hooked on that word for the entire remainder of the show. Got Zach here. Zach.
How are you, Jeff?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I got a quick announcement to make.
Really?
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody that Ted Bundy was actually a Husky.
Yeah, that's a...
In case anybody forgot.
They probably did.
Yeah. And now they're sitting there like, darn it, he's right.
Oh, my gosh, that's... Okay. Here we are. Ducks taking on the Huskies up in Seattle. I was looking at the radar up there, and there were some serious squalls that were heading through there. I think we're going to have to take another look because that's going to be a key to this game. That weather, I mean, nobody's going to be able to throw the football. So, and if you can't, if it resorts to just primarily a running game, just by committee, I think that favors the Ducks because I think our defense is a heck of a lot better.
Oh yeah,
than the Husky defense, and especially on the defensive line side of the ball. I mean, it's just those guys are amazing.
They
shut you down. So I think it would be great. The score is going to be a lot lower.
For the Huskies, it will be.
Okay. You wanted to say something on last week's game.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I just,
let's go ahead and get that out.
So, you know, my prediction last week was 42 to,
I thought it was 35.
It was. No, you're right. 35-6. And you guys are like, what? They're going to get in the end zone.
Crazy.
Guys, just, you talk about good
defenses. They didn't
even get
6 points.
But you never...
I was shocked. That's why I can't be shocked anymore at what you say. I think you're right on the money.
See, that's the thing. You make bold predictions and
bold things happen.
Yeah. And when they pan out, you look real smart. When they don't, you don't look so smart.
But it's all for fun anyway.
It's
so
all
really,
for
it
fun.
Really doesn't matter. But that's what we do. So, just give me your insight on what you think is going to happen today.
No, I think you're spot on when you're talking about how big the run game is going to be. I mean, that's kind of it's a big part of the offensive game and approach for Washington. But they have not seen a defense like the Ducks. I mean, we've given up 823 total yards running, which is insane, and one touchdown all year, rushing touchdown all year, which is crazy. And then Washington, on the other hand, has given up 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns.
Wow.
It's insane. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. And what's another interesting part of it, too, is if you – let's just say the clouds break and it's sunny and they decide to pass the ball, the passing statistics for both teams are actually pretty close. I was surprised. So the Ducks have had 207 attempts and 144 completions with one pick. And then Washington has had 206 attempts with 136 completions and three picks.
They're pretty close.
It's pretty close.
Well, when you look at Herbert and Easton's stats, I mean, those are close too. Easton's thrown 15 touchdowns. Herbert's thrown 17. Mm-hmm. Herbert's thrown for 1,602 yards. And Easton is right. I think he's like at 1,697. And so that is so close.
But it's our cornerbacks are insane. And I want to say Easton's been brought to the ground like almost 10 times this year so far, which is crazy. And he's going to have to get the ball out quick. And
I think the Ducks are really going to have, the linebackers are going to have to come at him, and they're going to have to, I think Avalos is going to have an amazing scheme today,
mm-hmm.
because like we talked about earlier on the show, I mean, this is the first time Avalos and Peterson have kind of gone head to head
because
they were both at Boise State. And this is, it's going to be interesting. I don't think Easton's going to be able to handle it. I really don't. I think he's going to make mistakes like he does when he's under pressure. And I think our DBs are going to be picking some stuff off.
Absolutely.
I mean, they had four interceptions against Mendez last week.
When
you look at those throws, I mean, obviously they, you know, Mendez had to throw the ball because they were down so big. Mm-hmm. But still, I mean, he's a seasoned quarterback.
Yeah.
And this guy's under pressure. And he can run the football.
Yeah.
But the Ducks are so fast and they swarm so quickly that he had to get that ball out. He had to make a quick decision. And he's not seeing safeties that are just hanging out in the zone. And they just undercut it and off they go. I think that the Huskies have seen a defense that's fairly similar in the Cal defense. The Cal defense is very, very good.
Yeah, and they lost to Cal too, so yeah.
They did lose to Cal, and that was actually up at Husky Stadium as well. That was a weird game because they got shut down for 2.5 hours due to some lightning strikes.
That's right.
And so that thing didn't get finished until like 2 a.m. The fans were all, they'd all gone home. So really it was kind of a neutral game, but today is going to be totally different. Those fans are going to be, it's going to be rocking up there just like it has been at Autzen. Actually last weekend was the loudest I'd heard Autzen all year.
It was crazy.
So much fun.
Yeah. Washington's stadium's pretty, it's pretty crazy too. Nick and I here, we went up to a game a few years ago up in Washington, and they get loud. The student section's on one side of the field, so you just hear it. It goes.
Are they in an end zone?
Yeah.
And you go down there. If you're down there, you can forget about
loud.
It. It's super loud.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're going to have to get out to another break, and then we'll come back, and it's already prediction time, which is ridiculous. God, this thing has gone by so fast. This segment's being brought to you by Building Materials Bargain Center right down there on Front Street. Don't pay full price for any building materials. Just go see Building Materials Bargain Center. We'll be right back.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff Morgan.
And welcome back live out here at Capital Toyota for the Tailgater Show. And it's prediction time, and this segment is being brought to you by Furbish, a salvage place right down there on 12th Street and Cross. They got a lot of cool stuff in there, so check them out. Zach Solicki, so you work for the Salem Chamber of Commerce. That is your daytime job during the week. And
sure is.
You had something to say about Capital Toyota here, Auto Group in general.
Absolutely. So, the Capital Auto Group is the oldest member in the Salem Area Chamber of Commerce, dating back all the way to the 1940s.
That's unbelievable.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Case Beers here. Yeah, Scott and Carrie, I mean, they're cool people.
They're great people.
Yeah, then the kids have taken over, and they're doing a great job here. Obviously, hearing about Arthur and all the cars that they're selling here. So
it's packed right now, too.
I know, it is. There's a lot of people in
and
here.
Everyone's wearing their Ducks.
I think because we're here, man. I mean, that's the deal.
Probably.
I'm telling you, we just kind of make people come,
I think it's you,
come in droves.
Jeff.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just we got our van parked out front. That's a deal. Oh, man. Okay, so. Prediction time. Tim Hammer, Domino's Pizza. He's got the Ducks winning 28-20.
28-20.
I think it's a fairly good score. I mean, it could go anyway. Let's see here. Dave Sweeney back in the studio. Dave, appreciate you putting this whole thing together for us. He's got the Ducks winning 30-10.
I like that score.
I think it's going to be all over the board today. So, Zach, what have you got?
My score, 42 Oregon, Washington, 9.
42-9. 42 Nothing
to
like
nine.
Going out on a limb.
That's not going out on a limb.
Well, I guess you didn't go out on one last week, but, you know, last week's different. That was a home game, so 42-9. I'd love to see that score, to be honest with you. We got Nick back on the air. Nick joined us in the second segment, and appreciate that. By the way, Purcell is the last name, not to be confused with Bill, the coach.
My long-lost uncle.
Yeah, there you go. On the wrong coast.
Inheritance package.
Yeah, that's
only.
Right, trust baby. Oh, my gosh, that is so funny. All right, give me your prediction.
I'm going to go – I had to mix mine up a little bit, but I'm going to go 27-17 Oregon, and Herbie has 3 touchdowns in the air today.
Wow. I like that score. And you know what? I've got, you know, Jerry Harris, he joined me on the show – was that last week or 2 weeks ago? I think it was last week. No, it was the Cal game. Anyways, he was on the show. Did a great job. He's actually the he runs the Walmart over there on Turner. But he predicted 24-13, and I think that's a fantastic score because that's exactly what I picked too. Ducks win 24-13. And this has been great. Capital Toyota, this is awesome letting them have us out here doing our show live. It's a lot of fun. Crowd of people. There are lots of people out here and a lot of Duck fans. It's really, really cool. So, Dave, how much time do I have left in the studio? I want to get out on time and give it up to Jerry Allen. So he is on the other side. He is up in Seattle. He's going to give you all the details and everything else going on with today's game. Kickoff is slated for 12:30. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy the ball game. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales on 1430 KYKN. Coverage of the U of O Duck Football Game of the Week is coming up next.